This is Allison Keeber, reminding you that you are listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. Now in our fifth year of broadcasting, pioneering prayer radio all across America and around the world. And we are delighted that you are listening here today on what we call Prophetic Tuesday. But today, as I have done for, well, each year since 1990, I'm sharing prophetic words that I have received from the Holy Spirit that I'll be giving in just a few moments. And I call this Prophetic Words 2019. This program will be replayed this afternoon, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock on BPNRadio.com. And these words will also be posted on our Facebook page as well as our other editions of BPNRadio.com. So stay tuned for prophetic words for 2019. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, today's broadcast, any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you are listening here on this last week of January 2019. This program is produced by Michael Schoenborn, edited by Aliona Perchuka, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And so today we are going to be sharing some prophetic words, some things that we've been hearing and seeing, and we invite you to stay tuned. We're going to give some instructions about these words that we are going to share today, because we believe that one word from God can change your life forever. Normally on Tuesday we share individual words, but today we're sharing a corporate word for the church, for the nation, nations of the world. So stay tuned. Here on this Prophetic Tuesday, we share words for 2019.
I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Okay, it's good to have you listening here today on BPN Radio this Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry, your host, and serving as a prophetic voice in this nation since 1985. Each year since 1990, I've been sharing what I'm seeing and hearing concerning the future of this nation and nations of the world. Now, keep in mind that the following prophecies that I'll be giving today for this year could be for this year or could be future years. When I prophesy, it could be a now word, which means a 2019 word, or it could be a future word, 2020, 21, 22, or words after. I don't know exactly what year these prophetic words are going to take place. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. And so we also must understand that all prophetic words given are conditional. That means according to the response of the people. That means with prayer and repentance, circumstances and situations may be turned around or reversed, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And prophecies are not predictions or psychic sightings. These are words from the Holy Spirit, giving us insight to coming events. Since no prophecies are of private interpretation, all prophetic words should be confirmed by other seasoned prophets and apostles. Prophetic words are given to warn the wicked and to warn the righteous as well, according to Ezekiel chapter 3. The prophets will declare what they are seeing, and the intercessors will hear and intercede on behalf of the land. Remember that according to 1 Corinthians 13, we know in part and we prophesy in part. Each word is only a part of what one may be seeing or hearing. So these words may be for 2019, 2020, or the coming years. And concerning prophecy, the Bible says, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, go. Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing except he reveals his secrets unto his servants the prophets. Isaiah 21:6 says, go set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. Jeremiah 42:4 says, then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, it will be that whatever the Lord answers you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18 says, son of man, I made you a watchman. So hear the words I speak and give them warning from me. The Apostle Paul wrote these words to the church at Corinth. He said, there is a natural and there is a supernatural. So this morning I'm going to separate my prophetic words into categories, the natural and the supernatural. First of all, the things I see coming to this nation and nations of the world, unless we have revivals, another spiritual awakening, especially prayer revivals, unless we abide by 2 Chronicles 7:14, regardless, we're about to witness a nation that is about to be shaken to its very core, a nation that has forgotten God, a nation that has been calling good evil and evil good, a nation that has lost its moral compass, a nation that has tried to dignify the killing of over 60 million babies in America since 1973. And now one state in this nation has even declared they will kill babies up until the time of their birth. A nation that has legalized marriage between two men or two women, a nation that can no longer blush as it was in the days of the prophet Jeremiah when he said, were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their punishment, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. The Message Bible says this, so here's what will happen to the know-it-alls. I'll make them wifeless and homeless. Everyone's after the dishonest dollar. Little people and big people alike, prophets and priests and everyone in between, twist their words and doctor truth. My dear daughter, my people, broken, shattered, and yet they put on band-aids saying, it's not so bad, you'll be just fine. But things are not just fine. Do you suppose they're embarrassed over this outrage? Not really. They have no shame. They don't even know how to blush. There's no hope for them. They've hit bottom, and there's no getting up. As far as I'm concerned, they're finished. God has spoken. So we are on a slippery slope in America. We are facing judgment in America unless we have repentance and revival. Repentance and revival in this nation, this land. So I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying today that the shaking is coming to America. America is on the brink of civil war in this nation. Tensions rising, being exploited by liberal politicians and liberal far-left news media, resulting in protest, rioting, burning of buildings, lawlessness. I see a major war breaking out full-blown in this nation, good versus evil, righteousness versus unrighteousness. I see the spirit of Antichrist spreading across this land, accompanied by witchcraft, Jezebel spirits in the church, and rebellion, lawlessness filling our streets, the Me Too movement growing and spreading into the church with false accusations being made by God haters and those who are working to discredit preachers, pastors, government officials, and community leaders. The spirit of Antichrist has made his way into this nation. And we know the Antichrist will be a homosexual according to the word of the Lord, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Lord. And so we know that the spirit of Antichrist is at work in this nation, in this land. Here's what 1 John says concerning the Antichrist. He said, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that this is the last time. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you heard that Antichrist cometh, even now have there arisen many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last hour. Children, it is the last hour, the end of the age. As you heard that the Antichrist is coming, the one who will oppose Christ and attempt to replace him. Even now, many Antichrists, false teachers, have appeared, which confirms our belief that it is the last hour. Boys, it is the last time, hour, the end of the age. And as you have heard that the Antichrist, he who will oppose Christ in the guise of Christ, is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have arisen, which confirms our belief that it is the final, the end time. Little children, it's the last hour. Just as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. This is how we know it is the last hour. So what is happening in America? The spirit of Antichrist, or the workers of Antichrist, the helpers of Antichrist, those who will usher in the Antichrist, is now at work in this nation. And we know that this is happening. And here's how you test the genuine spirit of God. This is what the Bible said. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. That's what the Bible said. Here's what Lamentation says that's coming, a prophecy concerning the end time, concerning America, if we do not turn back to God. Here's what it says, remember, O Lord. This is from Lamentations chapter 5, concerning, I believe, prophesying, predicting about America. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Look and behold our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens and our houses to foreigners. We have become orphans and we have become widows. Our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink, and our wood comes at a price. They pursue at our heels. We labor and have no rest. We've given our land, our hand to the Egyptians and the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquity. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is as hot as an oven because of the fever of famine. They ravaged the women in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung up by their hands, and elders were not respected. Young men ground at the millstones, boys staggered under loads of wood. The elders have ceased gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music. The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it. You, O Lord, remain forever. Your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long our time? Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us, angry with us. Here's what the Living Bible says. O Lord, remember all that has befallen us. See what sorrows we must bear. Our homes, our nation, now are filled with foreigners. We are orphans, our fathers dead, our mothers widowed. We must even pay for water to drink. Our fuel is sold to us at the highest prices. We bow our necks beneath the victor's feet. Unending work is now our lot. We beg for bread. Our fathers sinned but died before the hand of judgment fell. We have borne the blow that they deserved. Our former servants have become our masters. There's no one left to save us. We went into the wilderness to hunt for food, risking death from enemies. Our skin was black from famine. They raped the women of Jerusalem, the girls in Judah's cities. Our princes are hanged by their thumbs. Even aged men are treated with contempt. They take away the young men to grind their grain, and the little children stagger beneath their heavy loads. The old men sit no longer in the city gates. The young no longer dance and sing. Folks, we are in a terrible situation in America unless America turns back to God. And it may be that revival will come when America is turned over to strangers, to foreigners, or to the liberal left. But we are now entering, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, we're now entering into the biggest spiritual warfare our nation has ever known. We are rapidly moving into a one world government. I see nation after nation removing its borders. This border wall controversy is not just about keeping others out. It's aligning itself with the spirit of Antichrist in response to the cry for a one-world society. The Antichrist is calling now for power, probably is alive now, and he's calling for power. He is thirsting to rule this world, to set up a one-world government where he rules and sits on the throne in Jerusalem as the Christ. And because of deception, many people in the world will follow him. And if they do not take his mark, they will be put to death. You say, are you a messenger of doom and gloom? No, I'm prophesying what is going to happen in America unless we turn back to God as a nation. But the spirit of Antichrist is here to bring America down, to tear down our walls, and to tear down the walls of other nations as well. So the Antichrists that are already here are in the process of removing walls, not only walls between nations, but walls between gender. Tear down the walls between male and female. Forbid to marry. Just live with the one that you say that you love. The transgender movement in America is all about neutralizing our society, where we will not be able to tell the difference between a man and a woman, a male or a female. And I believe that the judgment of God is upon the United States of America, just beginning at the house of God, where everything can be turned over, will be turned over. Jesus going through the house, overturning the tables of the money changers, the ministries that have turned themselves over to marketing, money raising, greed, idolatry, and deception. And I see major ministries are about to go out of business, being replaced by no names who are only coming to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see the Me Too movement growing, not only in the secular world, but among Christians, and being fueled by Christian organizations like many of the Christian broadcasting networks who are sharing accounts of ministers' failures, their failures, leading to the discrediting of Christian political leaders. There are many antichrists here today preparing for the man of perdition, the sin of perdition. And of course, perdition is a state of eternal punishment, damnation, which a sinful and unpentant person or nation passes after death. So we are living in the final days, I believe, of this dispensation. All we need to do is look at the Bible and then look at the Middle East. We see Russia and China and Iran and North Korea, Turkey forming an alliance to come down against Israel, to take that nation, to surround that nation. Will America defend Israel? It depends on who is in power. If the Democrats are in power, they will not. If an anti-God group of people are in power, they will not. I believe the future of the United States of America is in the hands of the praying Christians. We are not warring against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. And so we are in a spiritual war today, and we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We know that no one man can turn it around. We know that no one organization can turn it around. It depends on if my people, says the Lord, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. So it all begins with the church. It all begins with the Christian. It all depends on the prayer movement, people that are willing to pray. And we don't know if there will be revival before the outbreak of complete lawlessness in America or during it. We know that during the Civil War, we have not experienced in America as we are experiencing today, except for the Civil War. We know that prior to the Civil War, there was a great prayer revival that started in New York City, and it spread across the nation. That was in 1857 and 1858, prior to the Civil War. The Civil War could have totally destroyed America. It came very near it, with over 700,000 of Americans killing Americans. And I believe the only thing that saved America was the prayer movement that started in 1857, prior to the Civil War. The Civil War came, and the killing was awful. Eddie Hyatt describes in his new book entitled The Great Prayer Awakening of 1857-58, the prayer movement that ended slavery and saved the American Union. He talks about how during the Civil War, almost every home in America, almost every family in America was affected by the loss of a son or a husband or a father. And there was weeping and wailing throughout the homes of most every American because of the rage that went on, American against American. And today we are facing this the exact same possibility, with hatred being being formed against different people groups, against different races in America. And we know that that there are many signs of what is happening in America. And I see, even in the Democratic Party today, I see them forming alliances or allegiances with other nations of the world to come against the Republican Party. I see several Republican senators moving over to the other side of the aisle, no longer giving the Republican Party, the President of the United States, the majority that he needs to appoint Supreme Court members or lower court judges. I see the rise of Islam in America, with many Muslims being appointed to key positions in this land, resulting in deep persecution coming against the church. I see an Antichrist spirit that hates Donald Trump, not because of his wealth, not because of him being necessarily even the President of the United States. But I see this Antichrist spirit that hates Donald Trump because he is standing with the Christians. He is standing with Israel. He has even helped move the embassy to Jerusalem in Israel. He prays in the White House. He stands against abortion and for religious freedoms. And as a result, his agenda has been the agenda of the Democratic Party, the liberal left, has been interrupted by the surprising election of Donald Trump. The Democratic Party is now attempting to minimize our president and remove him, to lead him away in chains while the nation mocks, to discredit both President Trump and Vice President Pence. The making of a plan to discredit both of these men, to remove both of these men from office so that the present Speaker of the House becomes the president, sets herself up as the leader of the United States, creating total chaos in this land, all in one day. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the evil plan. You know, the Bible said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. I see all in one day, unless America turns back to God, I see all in one day the president and the vice president of the United States being removed from office, the president being led away in chains, and the Speaker of the House, wickedness in high places, becoming the ruler of the land, with chaotic situations breaking out in the streets of America. The Jezebel spirit in full array in America. The Jezebel spirit clothes herself with the false robes of righteousness, is in the church today to discredit the pastor and to become first lady of the church by minimizing the pastor's wife as well as the pastor, and posing as the one who hears from God and exerts her influence. Pastors allowing this type of women to operate in the church, and as a result, the church being destroyed from within, pastors being removed from office by trumped up charges and false accusations. I see a society today moving into a gender neutral society. The final chapter of any society in world history is the embracing of homosexuality, a gender neutral society where a man is no longer called a man or a woman or a male, or a woman no longer called a woman or a female, no longer a baby being called a baby boy or a baby girl. All of this happening while the church it begins to slumber and sleep, just as it was when Jesus talked about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. The 5 foolish virgins slept today. We have certain churches in America that are now asleep. They've been lulled to sleep by a society that they want to get in bed with. They want to entangle with. The spirit of compromise has overtaken them, and they have made deep concessions with a liberal society, with a liberal agenda, and they Father, I pray for this nation. I just pause and pray for a nation that has committed adultery with a liberal society. They have compromised with spirits of Antichrist and spirits of Jezebel. And I pray, I intercede on behalf of the United States of America. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we cry out for mercy. We cry out for your help in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I see in America, I see a political party rising that will win over millions of Americans with their offer of free medical care, free education, free drugs, free food, and free housing, disrupting our economic system and causing our dollar to devalue rapidly. I see monitors being appointed by the government to monitor law enforcement officers, to monitor churches and the pastor's sermons, to monitor the pastors and their activity, to monitor board meetings that churches have, and to monitor Christian schools and Christian colleges and their board meetings, to monitor Christian businesses and other institutions. And those who do not comply will receive heavy fines or jail time if they do not comply. The spirit of Antichrist making its way into the nation and into every institute as possible, as it was in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the time, nearing the time of the coming of Christ. I believe that there is hope for our nation, and it must be accompanied by prayer revivals, days of repentance for our sins and the sins of our nation. We must name sin. We must explain it to our children. We must explain it to those that we have authority over, spiritual authority, a parent sharing it with their children, and pastor sharing the danger with their constituents of what is happening in America and what is causing and calling the downfall of our nation. I see a homebound society where families are primarily confined to their homes and neighborhoods, working at home, worshiping at home, teaching at home, food, buying food and products at being delivered to their home. I see even mobile medical units traveling through neighborhoods, servicing the sick in their homes. I see new rules and regulations being placed on internet, removing different words or individuals that use these words. I see the organized church becoming deeply divided over moral issues, many choosing to remain silent on moral issues while others openly embrace homosexuals into their membership and leadership, with many of these churches and pastors performing same-sex marriages. I see deep persecution coming to pastors and churches who oppose the LGBTQ movement. I see politicians, pastors, ministers, leading citizens, anyone who has credibility facing persecution and being degraded. I see homeschools and Christian schools coming under new rules and restrictions. I see universal insurance being implemented in America, with euthanasia laws being passed in states all across this land, no longer having the financial resources as a result of universal health care to provide health care at a certain point in people's lives. I see medical boards and monitors being set up to make that determination of when a person lives and when a person dies, not only from the womb, but also during the time of their life. Certain facilities being built in order to facilitate the families that have been notified of the final hours of their loved ones being passed. Monitors determining who should live and who should die. Mercy death laws being implemented or applied. I see, is there a result of all of this? What am I seeing in America as a result of all of these things that are taking place in this land? I see a church that is now experiencing the spirit of revival. No longer is the franchise church movement growing. Major church and ministries that have their coffers filled continuing to send ready-made leaders and church members to different towns and cities, resulting in many small congregations closing their doors as a result of these new ready-made churches coming to town, much like the major fast food chains who drove out the small cafe and mom-and-pop restaurants. I see this coming to an end, and I see happenings in America. I see a spirit of intercession coming upon our land, the United States of America. I see church services being interrupted by outcries of prayer and groanings in the spirit. I see a spirit of prayer beginning to enter some churches that have been hardened against revival. And I see these churches turning their services over to prayer services and these prayer meetings lasting till midnight or afterwards. I see groanings and crying outs to God. I see a spirit of repentance coming upon this nation. Many pastors standing in the pulpit and repenting for personal sins, or repenting for not sharing the gospel, repenting for not sharing the truth. I see a spirit of prayer breaking out in America. I see a prayer revival springing forth in the United States of America. People turning to God in droves. I see revival breaking out in churches. I see revival breaking out in congregations all across the land. I see many pastors being shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. Others will be shaken into a new realm of anointing and will rise up to lead their congregation into radical moves of the Holy Spirit with salvations, miracles, signs, and wonders, with America experiencing another spiritual awakening. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is going to be in a radical mood this year. I see this a year of cleansing in the church. I believe that He's returning for a pure bride. There's a highway that leads to heaven. It's a highway of holiness, and nothing else will do. There are five foolish virgins in the church that are going to be left behind. There's a message of purity and repentance that must be preached, and there will be many who will refuse to do it because they love the praises of men. in. But this is a year of exposure, and this is a year of revival, a revival of repentance, a revival of prayer. The revival is not starting in the church because the church is too preoccupied with themselves. The next wave of revival, I'm prophesying, will start in the street, spill over into the church. I see the church entering into a season of brokenness, repentance, and spiritual cleansing. Services being disrupted by loud crying, weeping, wailing, people repenting over their sins, deep sorrow, people on their knees for hours at a time, calling on the name of the Lord. The next wave of revivals will not be marked by laughter, but weeping, individuals weeping for their sins, their friends, for the lost, people weeping for their nation, by seeing great distress in America as a result of banks being closed to make room for a different currency being put in place, resulting in the loss of major savings and investments, people losing overnight everything they work for and save for. A run on the bank will result in chaotic conditions. But I see people turning to God. I see a spirit of brokenness. I see prayer centers being built and started in different places that will result in 24/7 prayer. And people standing in line to receive individual prayer. I see midnight church services. I see churches. Church services running 24/7 because so many people are in such a desperate place, knowing that only God can help them now. Their fill of drugs. Many have been trying overdoses. The suicide rate expanding, and loved ones leaving their homes. Divorce rate on the increase, and people look and see and know that Jesus is the answer, and knowing that there is a grace that is upon us today, a year of wide open pastures on purpose, coming to a season of grace that is to be squandered selfishly. God developing 2020 vision for the church through the course of 2019, seeing more clearly the revelation of Christ, the purpose of the church, devoting ourselves more intentionally to God's desire for community in our church family. And we're going to be known, the church once again will be known for our love for each other. And we will be known because we are helping others, and we will be an army of people that love each other, and we will not be divided by different doctrinal viewpoints, but we are being called to make a difference, so we must refuse to merely make it a point. God is mobilizing the church to become a true expression of the love and power of Christ in word and spirit. And so the church is going to lay down its differences, and we are going to begin to call upon the name of the Lord. The spirit of unity and the love for Jesus is going to give the church a new expression. And I see radical revivals happening in America as a result of radical prayer meetings. I see prayer meetings being started in churches, in businesses, on high school and college campuses, on street corners, and in different geographical locations. I see a radical transformation taking place in the church. I see prayer meetings happening not only in the White House, but in our nation's capital. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the body of Christ has a small window of opportunity to fulfill their assignments this year, and that we must be good stewards of our time and our resources. We must not take our season of opportunity for granted. We must work while it's day, for the night is coming when we can no longer work. And so I see a time of strong influence in America for those who are declaring that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. I declare revival coming to America. And I declare in the name of Jesus that our services are going to be given over to times of worship and intercession and singing in the Spirit and calling out. I believe that that the homeschool movement is going to greatly increase as a result of our present school system being filled with teachers that are teaching untruths. And I see incredible revivals happening. I see social media sites carrying out these demonstrations of the glory of God, the power of God to the four corners of the world, creating a spiritual thirst and hunger with worldwide reports being shared on social media day and night. I see the eyes of our understanding being open, revealing things from the spiritual world that will cause many to pay attention, awaking out of their slumber and sleep to a new commitment of their faith. I see the lukewarm turning away from their spiritual slumber as a result of the supernatural happenings in their lives, many having spiritual dreams in the night and Holy Spirit encounters speaking about them, many awakening with new determination to serve Jesus, many prodigal sons and daughters returning to the kingdom this year. There will be many who will rise up in the flesh and promote their own ministry and attempt to market this fresh move of the Holy Spirit, but they will be exposed and will be left speechless, unable to continue with their selfish motives and ambitions. Hallelujah. 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 I see many pastors and ministers who have left the ministry returning to their pulpits, while many young people come out of obscurity to preach the gospel. Many will come out of retirement to do the same thing, young men and old men working together, a true representation of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob generations working together for the kingdom. It will be proclaimed by many who have served the Lord for many years. We've never seen anything like this. I see a year of great prosperity followed by great poverty. But I see during this year of prosperity, the people of God, particularly those who are operating in the marketplace, wealth coming into their hands from sources in different countries to help finance this amazing end-time harvest that is upon us, creating resources for ministries that have been faithful to serve over the years. I see witty inventions and revelation knowledge coming upon businessmen and women, bringing great wealth to the children of God in business who are kingdom partners. I see business people using their gain not for their own greed, but for the kingdom of God. I see the great transference taking place, wealth being taken out of the hands of the unrighteous and transferred to the hands of the righteous, with many kingdom operators sitting on the boards of major companies and corporations as a result of their God-given influence, wisdom, and understanding of the times. I see major conversions taking place among those who are in the entertainment business, resulting in major movies being made by Christian organizations, by those entertainers who are being converted, those who in the athletic world that are being converted. I see major revivals taking place on the streets of Hollywood that will amaze onlookers, prostitutes and pimps becoming preachers, the world gazing in amazement as the streets of Hollywood are transformed into glory avenues. I see radical transformations taking place on Capitol Hill as many of the liberal left testify to a newfound faith. I see our president and vice president sharing their faith in a most unusual way, bringing ridicule on one hand, while the other hand bringing a new measure of confidence to those who have been silent for so long, becoming bold in their faith, releasing new hope in our land. I see television, internet stations reporting revival events around the clock, around the globe. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the body of Christ has a window of opportunity to fulfill their assignments this year, and that we must be good stewards of our time and resources. We must work while it's day, for the night's coming when no man can work. I want to read, before I close today, I want to read from Dr. Eddie Hyatt's new book, The Great Prayer Awakening of 1857 and 58. And we know that during the time of trouble, during the time of the Civil War, the America turned to prayer. And here's the account. It said, with the North suffering one defeat after another and things looking grim for the state of the Union, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution asking the president to proclaim a national day of fasting and prayer. President Lincoln then designated April the 30th, 1863, as a national day of humiliation, prayer, and the confession of national sins, which would include the sin of slavery. Because of the power of his proclamation, the complete text is included here. I want to read that, which is very, very powerful. And I believe that history in America will repeat itself. And I'm going to read the proclamation. And I am believing that President Trump is going to make the same proclamation, read the same prayers that turned, I believe, a nation around when it was in total chaos, Americans killing Americans. But because of the great prayer revivals, we had a spiritual awakening come to America, and we've not had a civil war since that time. Here's what he said. Whereas the Senate of the United States devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God in all the affairs of men and of nations, has by a resolution requested the president to designate and set apart a day for national prayer and humiliation. And whereas it is the day of the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God. Now, this is the resolution the United States Senate sent to the president. And whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God to confess their sins and hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed where God is Lord. And in so much as we know that by his divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisement in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. So they sent this resolution to the president of the United States at that time, which was Abraham Lincoln. And Lincoln declared that he was going to say a prayer calling upon this nation. And at that time, President of the United States, he stood and gave a prayer. And I'm going to be back before we close to read that prayer, letting you know today that you are listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We're going to have a short break. I'm going to be back to read the prayer that Abraham gave during that time. I believe there's hope for our nation as we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. Of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see your glory come down.
I see your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal. Forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God.
Yeah,
oh, will you come? We long to hear your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord. He is the giver of love to the world. Oh, yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for your word. For here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Okay, you're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And today here on this Tuesday, I am sharing prophetic words for 2019 as I've done every year since 1990. These could be now words, could be future words, and they are conditional words. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. What do you say? He said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And we're going to be posting these prophetic words for 2019. And also, I'm going to, we'll be putting them on bpnradio.com on our website there. You can go there. So it's good to have you listening today. And normally on this Tuesday, I give individual words, but today, as I've done every January for many years, I'm giving prophetic words. And I'm reading today the prayer that was published and by President Abraham Lincoln, and as a result of the United States Senate asking for a day of fasting and prayer. And so I'm going to read some of President Lincoln's prayer that he published to the United States of America. He said, "Inasmuch as we know that by his divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisement in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war which now desolates this land may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown." President Lincoln continues with his proclamation, and I'm reading it verbatim. Here's what he said. "But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own." He said, "Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for cleansing and forgiveness. Now, therefore, in compliance with the request and fully concurring in the view of the Senate, I do by this proclamation designate and set apart Thursday, the 20th day of April, 1863, as a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And I do hereby request all the people to abstain on that day from their ordinary secular pursuits and to unite at their several places of public worship in their respective homes in keeping the day holy to the Lord and devoted to the humble discharge of the religious duties proper to that solemn occasion. All this being done," he said, and I continue to quote the proclamation of Abraham Lincoln, "all this being done in sincerity and truth, let us then rest humbly in the hope authorized by the divine teachings that the united cry of the nation will be heard on high and answered with blessing no less than the pardon of our national sins and the restoration of our now divided and suffering and our suffering country to its former happy condition of unity and peace. In witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the United States to be affixed by President Abraham Lincoln." Oh God, We cry out today for revivals in our land. We cry out for national repentance. We cry out for days of fasting and prayer on behalf of a nation called the United States of America that has become the divided states of America. We are in a divided condition. We are in a critical situation because of our determination to follow our own ease, our own comfort, our own ways, our own self-indulgence, what we want, our own selfishness. And we are so entertainment prone that we have forgotten times that we need to spend with you, Almighty God. And we cry out as a people, a people that know you, your people, that know you. We cry out for mercy. We give a mercy cry today on behalf of the United States of America. We ask, O God, for your help. We repent. We repent for the sins of our nation. We repent for the sins of our land. We repent for a racial bias. We repent for racism. We repent for the abortion of over 60 million babies. We repent for adultery. We repent for pornography. We repent for fornication. We repent for homosexuality. We repent for not forgiving each other. We repent for not loving each other. We repent for not feeding the poor, taking care of the poor. We repent for our prayerlessness. We repent for not encouraging each other. We repent for our careless ways. We repent for our prayerlessness. We ask, O God, for your help today. In Jesus' name, we repent for robbing you in tithes and offerings. We repent, O God, for not responding to others. We repent for not helping our neighbors, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We repent, O God, and we ask, O God, for another spiritual awakening. We ask, O God, for prayer revivals to take place in homes, in neighborhoods, in churches, in apartment buildings, on college and high school and university campuses. We pray, O God, for prayer revivals, for prayer meetings to start all across the land in Jesus' name, for deep intercession to take place. We pray, O God, that there will be internet stations, television and radio stations that will give themselves to prayer day and night. We pray, O God, for confession of sins. We pray for the lost. We pray for those that are bound by sin, those that are bound by addiction, those that are bound by spirits of self-destruction, those that are bound by alcohol, by drunkenness. O God, help us today. Lord, we need your help. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you would hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal our land, heal America. God, we know that no politician, we know that the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents, we know that they cannot solve the problems in this nation. We know that only a praying people. We know, O God, that only you can turn us back to you. Would you remember us today? Would you remember the prayers that have gone up on our behalf that our forefathers and foremothers prayed? Would you once again send us to places where there's been revival so that we can redig the wells of revival? Because where you poured your spirit out in one geographical location before, I know you can do it again. Would you raise up intercessor? Would you raise up prayer leaders. Would you raise up preachers? Well, we call preachers out of obscurity, young preachers out of obscurity, and old preachers out of retirement. Would you raise up prayer leaders? Would you raise up men and women that and young people that will run for political office? Oh, God, would you raise up an army of people that will intercede day and night for our President Donald Trump and our Vice President Mike Pence and their families and those in Congress that are standing for righteousness? Oh, God, would you raise up people that will intercede for our state government, for our governors and lieutenant governors, those who serve in the Senate and the House? Oh, God, those we pray in Jesus' name that you'll raise up intercessors to pray on behalf of pastors that are under attack and their families under spiritual attack. Would you raise up intercessors that will pray for Christian schools and Christian colleges that are under attack? God, would you send another spiritual awakening to America? Would you send revival to America? Would you awaken us, oh God, out of our sleep and out of our slumber? Oh God, would you help us today to acknowledge you, Jesus? May the name of Jesus be exalted. May the name of Jesus be high and lifted up in the name of the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would send pastors to open door churches that have been closed, and many of them have been closed for several years. Once the glory of God was in those churches, we declare that the prayers that were prayed in those churches are still lingering, waiting for those doors to be open and prayers to be made, and pastors who are called to those particular geographic locations to preach the word. We call for conviction to fall upon America, and people, millions of people, will come back to know you, Jesus, to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, to be baptized and the Holy Spirit. God, we need you. We need you now. We know there are destructive forces in operation in America. But, oh God, we pray, Lord, for an extension. We pray, oh God, for your glory in this earth and to shine upon America, and the prayers and the intercessions that have gone up will be answered. God, have mercy upon our land. We pray in Jesus' name. We stand in the gap and we make up the hedge today for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. God, would you send missionaries from around the world to come and help us in America? Would you send prayer leaders and preachers and evangelists and prophets to declare what is happening in America? Would you send people to declare the word of the Lord? Because we so desperately need the truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, may there be men and women of God that will make a new dedication, a new commitment today to say, I will stand in the gap. I will make up the hedge that this nation will not be destroyed by the wickedness of men that have risen up against the name of Jesus, and by the wickedness of people that are out to destroy the nation that we love, the nation that we care for, the nation that millions of Americans have fought and many have died for. The loss of life and the loss of a limb. Oh God, we cry out today for intercessors. We cry out for prayers. We call out for prayer leaders. We call out for preachers of righteousness. Oh God, help us, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy upon the United States of America. Have mercy upon our land, oh God. We need you. Need you, Lord. We know that there are destructive forces in motion, antichrist spirits of witchcraft, and Jezebel spirits that are out to disrupt and destroy and divide. But we know, Holy Spirit, that you desire to pour out your Spirit, to show us your glory again in this nation as we humbly seek your face and not your hand. Hallelujah. But seek your face. Because we need you now more desperately than we have ever needed you before. And may we declare in this January of 2019 that God is going to arise in this land. The glory of God is going to be seen from sea to shining sea and all destructive forces are going to be broken by the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in each of us as sons and daughters of God. We intercede for our lives. We intercede for our families. We intercede for our sons and daughters. We intercede for our fathers and mothers. We intercede for spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers. We intercede for pastors and church leaders. We intercede for those in government. We intercede for those in business. We intercede for those in the music realm, in the movie industry. In Jesus' name, we intercede for righteousness and godliness to prevail, and the name of Jesus to be high and lifted up. We declare these things and ask these things in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
just close your eyes and raise your hands towards heaven right now. God, we ask for your healing waters to flow in this place tonight. God, would you open up the windows of heaven and would you flood our hearts with your healing power? Oh God, we ask for you tonight. God, would you heal the brokenhearted? God, would you restore the broken things? Only you, God. Only you are the healer. Only you, God. We turn our eyes towards you. Oh, God, send your healing waters in this place. Can you ask him tonight? Send your rain. Send your rain. God, would you just flood this place tonight? Oh, God, would you heal, God, the brokenhearted tonight?
That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus.
He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to come. command with the court of high heaven watching over me in the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature in Him, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention.
We'll be right back. I'm laying out all the pieces of my life. On the altar, I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm waiting. To do my father's will.
stumbling in the darkness. Couldn't see my hand in front of me. I was sending up an SOS. All was lost, you came running. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You sent the shadows scattering. Went through the clouds of piercing light. And then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life. You've only begun and fear. Every doubt disappears when you shine on us. We wanna see you shine, shine, shine like the stars. You are the first love to open my heart.